This is Akashvani. The news read by Priya Badu. India has become the second largest 5G market in the world, says Electronic and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, the minister emphasized that because of the government's focus, various sectors are getting fundamentally transformed. He added that close to 11 lakh crore investments are being done in different sectors. Mr. Vaishnav further mentioned that the entire South as well as the rich countries are willing to take India's UPI payment system. The minister also announced that this year India plans to roll out the first Made in India chip. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has dismissed the privilege motion notice moved by the Congress against Union Home Minister Amit Shah for allegedly casting aspersions on senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi. The notice was moved by Congress MP Jairam Ramesh in the House over Mr. Shah's remark that one family controlled the National Prime Minister's Relief Fund when Congress was in power. While rejecting the notice, the chairman said he has carefully gone through it and did not find any transgression and absolute adherence to truth as vindicated by a document submitted by the minister on his comments. The centre has written to states to lower the VAT on aviation turbine fuel to check the prices of air tickets in the country. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today on air ticket price, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said 45% of the airfare price is due to ATF and some states are levying 29% VAT on this fuel. Mr. Naidu clarified that the government does not fix the prices of air tickets. Around 70% of Asia's longest tunnel, Zojila Tunnel in Jammu and Kashmir, has been completed. The project will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Ladakh. It's being constructed at a cost of over 5,500 crore rupees. The Tamil Nadu Assembly passed a resolution urging the central government to withdraw the proposed Waqf Amendment Bill. While moving the bill in the Assembly, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M. K. Stalin said the centre's Waqf Bill was against the fundamental rights enshrined in the Constitution and undermined the powers of the Waqf Board. Many political parties, including Bharatiya Janata Party and AJSU Party, has called for Ranchi Bund today in protest against the daylight murder of BJP leader Anir Kumar Mahato alias Tiger yesterday in Jharkhand's capital Ranchi. Many social organizations have also extended their support to the Bund. Senior BJP leader and Minister of State for Defense Sanjay Seth has said that law and order has collapsed in the state. The Ministry of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored, while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and further development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Naharlagan police have successfully recovered three minor girls from Dibrugarh, Assam, in connection with Naharlagan police PS case number 95/24 under section 137-2BNS. The operation was carried out by a team from Naharlagan police station led by Inspector Krishnendu Dev. The three minors were reported missing from Nigam Colony, Naharlagan in August 2024. Upon recovery, the three minor girls were produced before the concerned Child Welfare Committee and placed in their custody for further legal proceedings. In Jammu and Kashmir, a fresh encounter broke out between terrorist and security forces today in Kathua district, where a massive anti-terrorist operation is underway for the last 4 days. The gunfight erupted when the security forces spotted the terrorist in Ghati Juthana area of Rajbagh this morning. Reinforcers have been brushed and further details are awaited. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.